House Committee on Judiciary come to order. Today is Wednesday, February 10th. First item on the agenda is a work session on House Bill 3634. Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Chairman, as a committee, this bill comes to you from Representative Barker, and it basically extends to victims the right to be heard and to be present in post-conviction relief, appellate, PSRB hearings, and the parole board hearings. It clarifies those rights. Chair members of the committee, you have the dash 2 and dash 4 amendments in front of you. The main difference between the two is the dash 2 amendments basically state that the victim statement by statute is not disclosable. The dash 4 amendments does not have that particular provision, but it is board policy right now not to disclose victim statements. You do have, I believe, copies of the opinions from Judge Brewer as it relates to one particular case where he allowed the attorney for the person seeking parole to have copies of the victim statements, but instructed the attorney that he could not disclose any of the information on the in the statements to his client. So the dash 4 would maintain the status quo as it relates to that issue. Otherwise, they're exactly the same.
Okay, I'd be interested in a motion to move House Bill 3634 with the dash 4s.
Mr. Chairman, if a question, if I may, I'm comfortable with the dash 4s and appreciate Representative Garrett to bringing that forward. I wouldn't mind hearing from Mr. Felton if it's his intention to call but convene that work group on the record if possible. I assume it is, but we haven't heard from him directly.
Mr. Felton,
with your permission, Mr. Chair.
Yeah,
thank you.
Mr. Felton, if you could do that for us, please.
Thank you, Mr. Felton, for indulging me.
Mr. Chairman, Rich Barton, it's an honor. For the record, I do intend to convene that work group.
Name.
Your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah, you get this so often. Aaron Felton, chairperson of the Oregon Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. Mr. Chairman, Representative Barton, it is my intent to convene that work group. As soon as possible, and report back at the direction of this body.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Representative Barton.
Chair, I move the dash 4 amendments into House Bill 3634.
Okay, Representative Barton moves the dash 4s into House Bill 3634. Is there any discussion?
Chair,
Representative Wisnett.
In light of all your work and compromise, could we hear from the group that was opposed to this, Mr. Dole and
okay. We're in a work session, and I've met with them.
They're okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. I'll accept a motion to move the bill two ways and means, 3634 as amended.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3634 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee.
Representative Wisnant moves 3634 as amended to the Ways and Means Committee. We have to move it there because of the fiscal.
Yes.
And that's why we're doing that.
How much is the fiscal?
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Holston?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Lemay?
Aye.
Vice Chair Spiegler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Widnes?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, committee.
Okay. Who's going to carry it?
I'll carry it. We'll open a work session on House Bill 3601. Ms. Braun.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 3601, we heard on February 3rd. It's the bill that requires telephonic hearings for implied consent hearings to be done telephonically. We have a dash 8 amendment, and that changes the language for consistency throughout the bill for telephonic hearings, and it applies to arrest date arrests after the effective date and removes the emergency clause and adds a three-year sunset to end January 1st, 2014, and removes the fee for requesting a hearing. We also have the dash nine amendments. Those are from Representative Smith, and I believe he'll be speaking to those amendments. There's no revenue impact on the dash eight. There is a fiscal statement that's been issued, but we don't have the exact statement in front of us right now because there was a technical error in it, and it will be here as soon as possible. And there is, LFO is asking that we send this to Ways and Means because it will remove, it will eliminate a position at the Office of Administrative Hearings if it goes through.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Before us, House Bill 3601. Representative Stegler, did you wish to make any statements about this bill?
Just very briefly, Mr. Chair, and I am waiting for the, we are waiting for the fiscal, but my understanding is that there will be approximately $170,000 savings in the first, in the 2009-11 biennium with the Employment Division, which is where the Office of Administrative Hearings is, and I think their halftime position in that biennium. And then in the Department of Transportation, a reduction of about $120,000-some-odd. So between, right around $300,000 between the two. Here we go. Additionally, per conversations with some of the members, I thought it would eminently reasonable to put in a sunset on this so that we can see if it has the desired effect and impact. And because of a quirk of legislative drafting, it has to be in an even-numbered year, so that's set for January 1st of 2014. And then, as indicated in my original testimony, I wasn't wed to the fee. That was put in there for a lot of different reasons. I had requests from a couple of different members that they would feel more comfortable with it if that was removed, and I did that, and that's what you got with the dash eights, and I would urge passage of the dash eights.
Okay.
And I think we just got the fiscal.
If which was removed? Sorry.
What's that?
Sorry, Mr.
Dash
Chair.
Eights.
Okay, dash nine.
Sorry, the last point you made, if which was removed in the dash eights?
The
$200
fee. Oh, thank
fee.
You.
You got a nine, too.
So.
Representative Wistam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And my question is, we want it to end June the 1st, 2013, so then we really wouldn't have a legislative session until 15 to make any.
No, it didn't, Mr. Chair. And Representative Wisnett, it actually ends January 1st. I hope that's
January
1st, 2014. So we would have the intervening 2013 session to reconsider it.
Do you have the updated SMS with the dash 8 and dash 9 at the top of it?
Right.
Here.
Okay, well then, let's see.
Sorry about that.
Should be.
It got confusing.
Then, Mr. Chair, follow up, please.
Yes, please.
Then, my question is, do we think that's too long and could we back that up 2 years? Or, you know, so we could address it in the 2013 session, would have the data back or something. So
we would, Mr. Chair and Representative Wisnett, that is the intent, is to address it in the 2013 session. That we originally, the original amendment was drafted with a June 2013, sunset, but we found we couldn't, Legislative Council informed me that you can't sunset in an odd-numbered year.
Okay.
It needs to be in an even number, and it has to be either January 1st or June 30th, so I picked the closest to where we would have had it.
Okay.
And so we can reconsider it then in the
that's why they do it that way.
So follow us. So we'll address it in the 2013.
Exactly.
Because it's going to.
That's my intent, yeah.
Thank you very much for the clarification.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? Representative Smith.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. The on the dash nine, which I did submit, I know the fiscal isn't ready, and I think that the intent today is not to move those amendments, but I do want to make a quick note. The concern I know in the bill, and the good the good parts are we'll save money and we'll alleviate, you know, time and wear and tear on our officers. I think those are really laudable goals. The countervailing interest is, are there instances where a live hearing would be good and helpful before somebody loses their license? And all the Dash 9s do, it's relatively self-evident, but to allow the administrative law judge in their discretion to have a live hearing if they think it would be helpful in their, you know, in their relatively thin fact-finding, and have that hearing in their discretion. I understand the intent is not to move the amendment today, but I do think either as we evaluate this in a future session or as conversations are ongoing within this building, that is a something to consider if things, you know, slow down.
And thank you very much. I appreciate the work you've done on that, and I think you want to hang on to that one because that would certainly be something we consider next time around when we take another look at this and see how it's progressing.
Just a small technical question to Mr. Chair. So were we approving 8's got everything we want in it, so we're just approving the Dash 8?
Yes.
I'm a little more comfortable where we are. Before I was a no. I may even be a yes in a minute. I don't know yet.
Good.
I like the idea of the sunset. See if it works. If not, we can back out and fix it.
Real quick.
Yes, the Dash 8's fiscal just appeared on our desks. So we do have the fiscal statement from the Dash 8's, and we have a no revenue impact on the Dash 8, so it's ready to move. We do need to make a motion to request a subsequent referral to Ways and Means as part of the motion. So, yes, we move to amend the Dash 8 into bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move to amend House Bill 3601 by adopting the Dash 8's. Or move to adopt the Dash 8s, I guess, is what we need to do first.
Okay.
House Bill 3601.
We have a motion to adopt the Dash 8s. Is there any discussion? Representative Barton.
Mr. Chair, I'm happy to support the amendments. It's despite my fundamental reservations with the bill, in large part out of respect for my friend from Bend.
Okay. Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing no objection.
Question.
Yes.
Was there any arm bending? Did she take you to the mat and bend your arms?
Mr. Chair and Representative Krieger, I'd rather not answer that question on the record.
So he's looking at a wimpy 56-year-old woman here, I know.
Hearing no objection, so ordered, the Dash 8s are in. Then we need a motion to refer to Ways and Means.
No, we have to adopt it as amended first.
Mr. Chair, I move 3601 with as amended to the floor of a due pass recommendation that the bill be referred to the committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Wisnett moves House Bill 3601 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation that be referred to the committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Barton?
No.
Representative Cameron?
Yes.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Krieger?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
Aye.
Representative Stegler?
Aye.
Representative Wisnett?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. The motion passes and the bill is sent as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you.
And we're done, right?
Thank you.
We are all done with House Judiciary.
House Judiciary Committee is adjourned.
Well, I get Senate bills.